Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. My name is Donald Curry. I'm an NGH certified master hypnotist, NLP practitioner, and naturotherapist. In this episode, we're going to be talking about learning how to love yourself. And at the end of this program, you'll have the opportunity to experience a hypnotic journey that will enable you to become more gentle, loving, and kind towards yourself. Learning how to love yourself. When you're feeling not good enough, not smart enough, not beautiful enough, you're not being your best self. When you look into the mirror and you continually focus on your flaws, whether external or internal, you're repeating an old pattern of behavior that causes discomfort. What if you could look into the mirror and see the best version of yourself possible? There are many factors that prevent a person from truly embracing themselves. Old belief systems and old self-images can continue to play out from early life until they are released and new belief systems and a new self-image are adopted. How much of who you are is what other people have told you that you are? And how much of who you are things that you've told yourself? Suggestions play a large role in developing your self-perception. There are two ways that you receive suggestions: externally and internally. An external suggestion comes from the world outside. It can be verbal, but it could also be implied through the environment. An example of a verbal suggestion would be a parent telling their child that they can't do anything right or that they are stupid. When suggestions are repeated, they imprint themselves in the subconscious mind. A suggestion that is implied through the environment may be that one sibling is smarter than the other. A mother who puts up one of her child's report cards on the fridge but doesn't put up the others, even if nothing is said, there is so much that is. When suggestions are repeated or reinforced, they form thoughts and opinions which lead to belief systems. Belief systems affect your actions and your behavior, which leads to your outcome in life. The mind has something called one-trial learning. It only takes the mind one time of hearing a suggestion for it to potentially cause the formation of an undesired self-belief. Internal suggestions or self-suggestions are things that you think about yourself. You might compare yourself to other people. You might say things about yourself like, "I'm not as attractive as they are," or "I received a 56% on that exam, but they received a 90%. Therefore, they must be smarter than me." Self-suggestion is a very powerful tool, and when you learn to turn it around and you learn to shift your thoughts into more positive ones, you can change your life for the better. Words have the power to heal and to harm, and the key to releasing old belief systems and an old self-image is to work with the subconscious part of the mind, that part that is holding on to these things, to release them at the root. When you begin to develop new self-suggestions, you need to practice using them in the places where you used to experience negative self-talk. Through repetition, these new positive self-suggestions will become your own beliefs. Everyone has qualities that they like about themselves. So why is it that we hone in on our perceived imperfections like a heat-seeking missile? Once again, it's what's been learned. By relearning to shift your focus to that which is good about yourself, that which is truly good about you, you can begin to cultivate a more positive self-image. Even if you can simply appreciate the amazing qualities of your body, that's a great place to begin. Honoring your body for what it can do, It can walk, it can blink, it can breathe. It can keep your heart beating. It can digest food, it can think, it can feel, and it can move you through your daily life. Your body is pretty amazing when you think about it. Everyone can always find one thing that is amazing about their body. So in this exercise, you're going to have the opportunity to begin appreciating and loving your body for what it can do. By beginning to appreciate and develop this love for your body and what it does for you on a daily basis, it can help you to begin the process of learning to love yourself. We're going to also begin releasing old belief systems by developing some new positive self-suggestions that will enable you to bring yourself into alignment with self-love. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for these next few moments. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. Whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And just focus on your breathing. Just feeling the coolness as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. Feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Just allow yourself to breathe naturally and easily. And just honor your breath, for your lungs work very hard for you. They allow you to breathe in oxygen, that life-affirming oxygen, which is carried into every cell in your body. So thank your lungs for all of the hard work that they do for you. And you can allow yourself to become aware of the beating of your heart, your body's own rhythm, for it is your heart that carries blood throughout your system, that oxygenated blood, into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your being. So honor this part of you for all of the hard work that it does. And as you tune in to these parts of you, you can allow your awareness to expand as you think about your legs and how your legs work very hard for you on a daily basis. How your legs work very hard to carry you through life. And you can think about your arms. How your arms allow you to touch those that you love. Maybe your arms and hands allow you to enjoy your favorite hobby or pastime. Maybe playing a musical instrument or painting. But simply thank your hands and arms for all of the important things that they do for you every day. And you can think about your brain, how very hard your brain works for you, how it allows you to use logic and analyze, how it allows you to reason. You can also become aware of how your brain has the subconscious mind that allows all of the body processes, such as breathing and blinking and digestion, to take place. Honor this part of you, for it works very hard. And you can think about all the other organs, how your voice box, your larynx, allows you to speak, to communicate with others, how your stomach enables you to digest food so that you can assimilate the nutrients, how your entire digestive system works for your health and well-being. Yes, every muscle, every fiber, every cell, every gland, every organ, every system of your body has a purpose. And all of these parts work together in harmony to enable you to experience life. And we don't take time normally out of our day to honor these parts for their functions. So right now we're simply taking this moment to honor these parts of the body. And with each and every life-affirming rhythm of your breath, you can simply express gratitude to all of these parts for their functions. That's right, just expressing gratitude and love to all parts of you for how hard all of these parts of you work together to enable you to live, to enable you to laugh, and to enable you to love. And we both know that there are things that you can think sometimes. Some things that you can think sometimes that are less than ideal, that are less than gentle towards yourself. But that can change right here and right now. Because we also both know that you can choose to think other things, that you can choose to think other things to replace any of those less than desirable things. You can begin to think thoughts that promote an inexhaustible supply of self-love. You can begin to think positive thoughts about yourself in the place of any undesirable thoughts. You can begin to think thoughts about being good enough, smart enough, beautiful enough. You can begin to think thoughts about being capable, of being kind, of being compassionate. And any time you catch yourself thinking a negative thought, an undesirable thought, all that you need to do is tell yourself to stop that thought and then replace it with a more positive suggestion. You'll find this very easy for you to do after time, even though it may take a little bit of practice at first. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. 1, coming up. 2, emerging from relaxation. 3, 4, coming up now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, wide awake, and feeling very good in every way. Welcome back. When you begin to think thoughts that are more loving and kind towards yourself, it can have a huge impact on the way that you think, the way that you feel, and the way that you behave. And as a result of this, life gets better. So practice this. Practice being more loving and more kind and more gentle with yourself. For more information on hypnosis or NLP, visit my website, www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis MP3s that can help you on your life journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so that you catch all the future upcoming episodes. Take care and be well until next time.